Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hey everyone, Robert here, writer and producer of Paralyzed. If you're enjoying this series and would like to help us out, we are on Patreon. In fact, we've been hard at work on our Patreon page. We have multiple tiers to choose from depending on how much you'd like to donate. Any amount helps us out greatly. You can donate as little as a dollar a month. Right now, we have a lot of great content, including bloopers, outtakes, scripts, chats with the cast, videos, and new podcasts, all depending on what tier you choose. We also have some Paralyzed bonus episodes releasing within the next month or two, including some side stories featuring Joel and Julia from season two. So if you'd like to check out our page, you can go to patreon.com/7lamb, the number 7, L-A-M-B. Thanks, and enjoy the season finale of Paralyzed.
Seven Lamb presents Paralyzed. Chapter 15, Cold Hell, Part 4.
I hate you!
Bro, one more thing. Do it.
I fucking hate you!
You are crazy.
I'm crazy? This is every other fucking day!
Because of you. You're so fucked up in the head, and you won't even get help. Get help. Get better aim, too.
Fucking asshole! You never cared about me! You just pretended to as you fucked those whores!
Yeah, that's right. Throw all the blame my way. Blame me for everything, like you always do. It's not like I pay for all the bills, the electric, the food, the insurance.
And I'm supposed to let everything else just slide?
I do.
What the hell does that mean?
You act like I'm the only one who's ever fucked up. Don't even try that shit with me. That fake good wife, good mother personality only works with friends and our...
Don't you dare say it.
Our son deserves better.
Says the fucking guy that won't even spend any time with him.
If only he knew the truth.
What truth?
The drugs, the alcohol.
He knows all about your little vices, even though I try to hide it from him.
Do you? Because I'm pretty sure you throw me under the bus any chance you get. Why don't you tell him all the times you're fucking high and completely out of it? You'll shift blame as long as it makes you look good. That's all you care about. Looks and attention.
Says the guy who fucked the next door neighbor's daughter.
She was of age.
You're disgusting. I should have never taken you back.
Don't worry. I feel the same way.
I may hide some shit from our son, but it's because I'm trying to protect him. I'm trying to change, unlike you.
That's why you're throwing plates at my fucking head.
Because I don't want you in here. I'm out. Now!
Fine. I'll leave. Good luck paying for everything with your shitty-ass part-time job. And make sure to let Shane know that I tried spending time with him when possible. But your fucking bullshit kept me away.
Excuses.
Nah, it's the truth. I want to spend time with him. Just can't do it when I hate being around you so much. I'm sure he'll understand eventually.
Leave us for good. Do it. But don't act like you're a good father.
I'm just glad he's not here to see you like this. But maybe that's why you sent him to a friend's house tonight. So he didn't have to see his psycho mother being a fucking nutcase.
I hate you.
Take care. Tell Shane I love him.
Huh. Why? It's not fucking true.
And tell him I went out for lotto tickets. I don't give a shit anymore.
Thank you. Shane, you said the Shadow Man told you to run?
He always tells me to run. But now, I can't.
Has the Shadow Man been on this ship?
Yes.
Like your father?
Yes.
What are you trying to get at?
Nothing, just trying to figure out what's going on.
Which won't happen.
Shane, is your father and the Shadow Man ever together? I mean, do you ever see them together?
No, why?
Yes, please enlighten us.
His father tells him we're gonna die. The Shadow Man tells him to run.
So?
Does the Shadow Man do or say anything else?
Sometimes he points.
He points?
He tells you to run and then he points in a direction? Could he be trying to tell you where to run?
Maybe, but it wasn't always when I was in immediate danger.
Well, we are now.
Yeah, but I don't know what the Shadow Man is. I don't think I should listen to him.
Where does he normally point?
That's when I noticed the Shadow Man looming in the corner of the room.
Shane?
The Shadow Man slowly raised his arm and pointed towards the balcony outside.
Shane, where does he point?
Shane, are you okay?
What's wrong with him?
What's he looking at?
Shane, where does he point?
Right now, he's pointing outside.
He's here? In the room?
Yes, in the corner. Everyone spun around.
I don't see shit.
Could things get any creepier?
Of course they couldn't see him. Only I could. It was a curse. Dale's now sitting on the foot of the bed, facing me again.
Do you think he's trying to help you? Help us?
No. No.
Why?
Because we're gonna die here.
No.
Shane, we're not. You hear me? We're not gonna die here.
He said it was too late.
The Shadow Man? Is he talking to you?
No.
Then who?
My dad. He said it's too late. You're gonna die. They're gonna die.
I can't listen to this anymore. I can't.
Cora.
Sky, we are leaving. Now.
Jumping doesn't seem like such a bad option now, does it?
No, it doesn't.
I saw Cora grab her pipe and rest it on her shoulder.
If anybody else cares to join, we're leaving now. Same plan as before.
Now?
Yes, Sky. It's time we get off this ship. Grab your knife and let's go.
Whoa, we shouldn't split up.
Why? We did it before.
Well, that was a mistake.
Is it? I told you we should have left that kid down there in the elevator.
What did you say?
We should have left your boyfriend in the fucking engine room.
Fuck you!
You already have. Or he has. Hell, all of you have. You've all fucked us.
Oh, please do not bring up the drunken makeout session right now.
I don't give a shit about any makeout. I don't want to die here on this fucking ship. And while I think you're a stuck-up brat, I do agree with your analysis of the paralyzed kid. Maybe this isn't all stemming from some fucked up nightmare. Maybe he's just a paranoid schizophrenic. I really don't know. What I do know is it's time to leave. And I don't want to be anywhere near him or you people.
You can't leave. You have to help me move him.
I don't have to do shit.
Cora!
He told us we need to run. How will we be able to run while we lug his heavy ass on a broken door? We nearly died last time.
Oh, so you're going to go off Shane's advice then?
No. Running is about the only option we have.
Erica.
Yeah?
You should go.
What?
You should go. With them.
Shane, what about you?
I can't. Run.
I'm not leaving you.
Babe, I think it may be the only way for you to get out of this, and I don't know why or how, but this, all of this, it's my fault.
Don't say that.
It is. I can feel it. Deep down, I think that's why I am the way I am. I could see her fighting back tears. Everyone in the room watched us.
Shane, is the Shadow Man still in the room?
No, but he pointed outside.
And once again, we are back at the bright conclusion. We have to get off this ship.
I won't leave you.
Erica, please. Something bad is coming. You have to leave.
Erica, maybe he's right.
Oh, fuck off, Michelle.
Really?
You want me to leave Shane here to die?
No. But if he's saying to go, then that's probably what we should do.
We got him here. We can get him the rest of the way.
I'll slow you down, Emma. I'm telling you, you all have to go. You all need to stick together and run as fast as you can.
He's right. And we need to do it now.
Well, we're fucking ready.
Cor and Sky started unblocking the door.
Be careful.
Give us a hand, will ya?
Erica, please.
I'm gonna stay.
No! Babe. You can't, please. I'm begging you to go.
Erica, we can get help.
Oh, come on, that is complete bullshit, and you know it.
Not if we get off the ship.
They finished clearing the debris.
Listen, buddy. We can load you onto the door, or hell, carry you.
I don't want to go. I've been a burden, and this shit is my fault. I want you to go without me and get off this fucking ship before you all die. You too, Erica. She backed away from me, shocked by my demeanor. Tears slid down her face.
I went back for you.
Enough waiting. Let's do this.
Dale joined Cora and Sky by the door. As I watched them, I was suddenly hit by a shooting pain in my temple. It was painful.
Shane?
Erica, come on, we're leaving.
I can't.
This doesn't feel right.
Erica!
I can't leave you.
I wasn't even paying attention to Erica or Michelle. My head was throbbing. That's when I got a chill. The hairs on the back of my neck stood. I felt them stand.
Ready?
Yeah.
Wait, don't open the door! But it was too late. Dale had pulled the door open to reveal the hulking beast. The deer head staring down at Dale, blood dripping from the deer's neck.
Shit.
Machete rose and sliced quickly, coming straight through Dale. Time moved slowly. The deer-headed figure pushed through. Dale's body split in two and fell to the floor. Everyone else panicked. Cora pushed Sky aside just as the large figure raised its machete. Cora held up her pipe. She blocked its attack, but it swung again. And again.
No! Get out of here, Sky!
Sky crawled back towards the balcony. There was no way past the deer-headed figure. It was too large, blocking the entire doorway. Michelle ran towards the figure, axe held high, but it caught her swing and threw her back, ripping the axe from her hands. The figure threw the axe to the other side of the room and focused its attention back on Cora. Erica, you have to go! Now, please, go!
I can't leave you!
There's no time! Go! Please! The balcony!
Oh, God!
Cora had her left arm sliced open. She still held her ground and tried to lead the deer-headed figure away. It didn't matter now. The other creatures were coming. I can hear them crawling this way.
What do we do?
We fucking run! Run!
I took one last look at Shane and then grabbed Skye. I picked her up. Roger slammed open the balcony door. The thing broke into 1,000 pieces. I couldn't believe I was leaving Shane, but he told me to go. He must have known something. I had to trust him no matter how much it hurt. I took one final look at him. He weakly smiled as tears slid down his face. I wanted to say something, but Michelle pushed me outside. I looked down, over the railing.
What do we do?
We jump.
We'll die if we jump.
We'll die if we stay, Roger.
What about that? We can climb up.
Roger pointed to the deck above us. The railing didn't seem that far up. A section just above the balcony dipped down. But could we jump to it?
We can't make that.
Sure we can.
We have no other option. I'll go first. I climbed on top of the balcony's railing and pressed my body against the cold and rusted ship. I was scared, but I could do it. I jumped and grabbed the railing. Pieces of paint crumbled off, but I held my grip.
Erica!
I'm fine! I pulled myself up and over, nearly slipping on the wet floor. I made it! Come on, you guys can do this!
You're next! Go!
What about Cora? She needs help!
She's distracting the thing! Go!
Cora!
Go!
I reached over the top railing and waited for Skye. She climbed up and readied herself.
I got you! Jump!
Ha! She jumped, grabbing onto the railing. I grabbed her arm and quickly pulled her up and over.
Oh my god.
You okay?
Yeah.
Come on, Michelle!
Hurry!
I saw Roger help her up onto the railing.
Ready?
Yes! Jump!
Cora wasn't doing well. She had been slashed several times across the arms, body, and even face. Her clothes were soaked in blood. The deer-headed figure lumbered towards her in the corner. She weakly picked up the pipe and held it up. But she seemed to be out of breath. Tired. Weak. Unable to fight anymore. But it was too late. Like Dad said, the thing raised its machete one final time and swung it, slicing Cora across her face. Blood. Blood poured down from her open nose and split cheeks. Oh, shit. The thing turned and looked out towards the balcony. The other deer-headed creatures appeared, crawling on the ceiling. He eyed me a moment before turning around and crawling back out of the room, but why? I didn't know how Erica and Michelle planned on getting out, but the large deer-headed figure must have noticed something. It made its way slowly to the balcony. No! Oh, over here! I'm right here! Hey! Hey! Over here! But it didn't look my way.
Michelle jumped to the railing, but she slipped.
Shit!
But luckily, Skye and I grabbed her just in time.
It's okay, we've got you!
Thanks.
Lift!
We pulled her up and over.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, Roger!
All three of us leaned over the railing to see Roger nervously climbing up to the top of the railing.
Hurry up, damn it!
I'm going!
Come on!
Michelle pushed me to the side and reached for him.
Okay. One, two, three!
He lunged, but missed the railing.
No!
Michelle and I grabbed him just in time. His feet kicked wildly as he tried to get footing on the side of the ship.
Shit!
You're okay, we have you!
Stop moving so much!
Hold me up!
As we lifted with all of our strength, I caught a glimpse of something out of the corner of my eye. The thing! It was on the balcony. The machete had sliced straight through Roger and onto the side of the ship, the lower half of his body falling into the fog below.
No! God, no!
Sky fell back and crawled from the railing, but Michelle and I kept holding onto Roger's arms. He twitched a bit, eyes wide, blood spewed from his mouth. The deer-headed thing pulled the machete back, and Roger's organs and entrails fell out of his body. I vomited in my mouth.
No! Roger! No! Help me, Erica! We got you! We'll pull you up!
But it didn't matter. He was dead. I let go and fell back, wiping my mouth.
Erica! Sky! Someone help me!
But she knew as well as we did. Roger was gone.
No! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
I got up and ran back to the railing where Michelle was still holding onto Roger's lifeless body. She refused to let go. On the balcony, the thing stood, looking at us with those blank deer eyes, the machete dripping with blood.
Roger.
She slowly relaxed her grip, and Roger fell into the fog. I pulled Michelle back from the railing.
They're dead. They're all dead.
She was right. Even though we didn't see it, odds are Shane and Cora were dead too.
They're dead.
But we didn't have time to dwell. I had to take charge or we would be dead too. I fought back tears and anger.
Okay, we need to move.
Fuck that.
We do. Michelle, we're on the main deck. If we head straight down, we could reach the lifeboats.
But neither Michelle nor Sky moved.
Come on, unless you want to die here too.
The lifeboats don't move.
Roger said there was a way, so let's find it.
There's nothing.
Bullshit. Come on, Michelle. Come on, Sky. Get up.
I ran over and picked her up.
Come on.
We won't make it.
Not if we sit here. Cora helped us escape. She gave us a chance. Let's not waste it. And Michelle, Roger said there were rafts. Let's find one. Come on.
I held Sky and walked forward, but stopped when I noticed Michelle not following.
Michelle, let's go. Those things could be here any minute.
She turned and faced the railing.
He's gone. I'm sorry, but he's gone. We need to go. Come on, Michelle. You hear that? We need to go. Michelle. Michelle.
That's when I realized what she was about to do. She climbed up onto the railing.
No, 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 no!
But she didn't stop. She looked at me with saddened eyes.
Michelle, don't!
And then stepped over the edge.
No!
Oh my God!
And without a word, she was gone.
My head was still pounding. I couldn't believe how bad it was. But it wasn't my focus anymore. The tall, deer-headed figure made its way back into the room. It made its way over to me. What do you want? It suddenly grabbed my leg and pulled me. No! 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 I fell off the bed and hit my head against the frame hard. My vision became blurry and everything became dark.
I don't see anything. What are we going to do?
Keep searching. We were on the main deck near the center of the ship. Many of the lifeboats that hung above us were now on the floor of the main deck, broken and unusable. We may not have been sinking, but everything on the ship was falling apart.
Maybe we should try lowering one of these ships.
I don't see how. Most of those ropes have snapped, and they're too heavy.
But what if we can't find a raft?
Roger mentioned them being on the ship. I do remember them mentioning inflatable canisters during the test drill. I just don't remember where.
Didn't they say that workers would use them?
I don't remember. Only that they were stored in canisters.
Maybe they're not here. Maybe they're on another deck.
No, I doubt they'd be higher.
But if they could be carried...
Let's try the back of the ship first. The lifeboats end over here. Hey, look! Near the back of the ship was an opened, inflatable raft. But it was shredded and completely unusable.
That's not gonna work.
No, but look at the canister.
I just saw something.
A creature?
I think so.
Where?
Inside. Through the window.
We were running out of time. Wait, look here!
You found one?
It looks unused.
It's tied down.
Help me with it.
How do we do this?
I skimmed over the instructions while Sky kept a lookout. We have to lower it into the water.
But how do we get in?
I held up the rope. We'll climb down. I tied some rope to a sturdy bit of the railing. Sky tied the other end to the canister. Good?
You think this will work?
Looks fine. Let's hurry. I threw the canister overboard. You ready now?
I guess.
Hold on tight.
How far is it?
Just go slowly. Okay. I'm gonna go first so I can open the raft.
Okay.
We climbed down the rope, which was slippery. I gripped as tightly as I could and lowered myself gently. We made our way past a few windows, which put me on edge. Careful! I slid down a bit, lower and lower. Finally, I could see the water. Hey, we're close! A bit of ice drifted past. It bumped into the floating raft canister. The canister bobbed, but didn't drift far. Regardless, we were gonna have to get into the water. I didn't look forward to that.
I'm slipping!
Sky, hang on. We're almost there. Oh, shit.
They're here!
Suddenly, the rope jolted. It jolted again, and then started rising.
Shit!
The rope was being pulled up. I couldn't see anything because of the fog, but it had to be one of those things.
Keep climbing down!
But we weren't fast enough. We were rising, the water getting further away. I looked down and noticed more ice floating past. It knocked into the ship and bobbed in the water.
What do we do? What do we do?
I still had my knife in my waistband. I thought about cutting the rope, but it was so slippery that if I had reached for the knife right now, I'd most likely fall.
What do we do?
Screw it. It was time.
We don't have any other option. We have to jump. No! We can't wait. Jump, Sky. Let go.
I didn't wait for her. I let go of the rope and fell. The water was frigid, painful. I scrambled for the surface. The coldness took my breath away. I had to get out. I looked up to see Sky falling out of the fog above, but she didn't land on the water. Instead, she hit ice and cracked it in two.
Sky! 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 Help me!
I didn't have time to think. Blood came to the surface around Sky. I tried to reach for her, but the water was pulling me back. We were too close to the ship. I had to act fast. The canister was close, just out of reach.
No! Ugh, come on!
I reached again, getting pulled further and further away.
Help me! Help me!
I reached again and again. Finally, I was able to grab the rope. I hung on with every bit of strength. That's when I noticed Sky floating past.
No! Please! Help! Help! Shit!
I reached out with my other hand and grabbed onto her collar. I pulled her in close.
It hurts.
Grab onto me. She did. She reached up and put her arm around my neck. It hurt, but I didn't have time to think about it. I needed both hands for the rope. I slid a bit, moving towards the canister. Can you grab it?
I think so.
Get it.
I'm trying to.
Shit, hang on. Ah! A piece of ice hit us, knocking us back. Salt water filled my mouth.
Get it, Sky. I got it.
Just then, I felt the rope tugging. Oh, God. Not again. We were being pulled up.
Shit. Sky, open the clasp. What?
The handle.
I don't see it.
We were getting closer to the side of the ship.
We're being pulled up, Sky. Find the handle now.
I held on with every bit of energy. But I needed my knife. If I still had it.
I can't.
Hurry. She spun the box by my head.
Wait. I found it.
Open it. She tugged on the handle. I took a chance and reached for my knife. I slid on the rope as the current pulled us.
Yes!
Got it! The canister lid popped open and a large orange raft began to fill the air. We were now right next to the ship.
Climb in!
It wasn't done filling yet, but it was close enough. She pulled herself up and over. Some water got in, but oh well. She helped me get up.
I got you!
We got it. Got it.
We're still being pulled up.
Shit! I leaned up and saw the raft was attached to the canister by a thin cable. We were right against the ship now. We were at the ship. The raft was being lifted up against it.
No! Oh,
fuck this. I still had my knife. I tried cutting the cable, but had trouble.
The rope! I got it!
I quickly cut through the rope.
Hurry!
Hang on. Got it! The rope snapped and we fell several feet. I looked over at Sky, who was shivering. She was battered and bruised. Her leg was bleeding.
I lost my glasses.
It's okay.
And my knife.
Sky, it's okay. We slowly drifted into the fog. I had no idea where we were going, but at least we were away from the ship.
Came to. I was in a hallway, watching the blue emergency lights blink on and off. Water was coming through all the cracks in the ceiling, splashing me as I was dragged along the gross carpet. I saw the back of the deer-headed figure. Every once in a while, the antlers would scrape along the ceiling, but I kept walking, pulling my limp body. Taking me. When my vision came back fully, I saw I was in an auditorium. The ceiling was high above me. Dark red torn curtains hung loosely on the walls, but some were in a pile on the ground, covered in mold. What was that sound? Suddenly, the thing stopped dragging me. It turned, lifted me up, and threw me into a chair. It stared at me while I listened to this weird... The weird... Then that's when I realized it was Erica and me. That was the night we filmed. The deer-headed figure turned my body and my head so I was facing the seat next to me. And in the seat next to me sat... my father. He was watching the tape on the cracked screen of the camera. What? What are you doing?
I told you it was too late.
I didn't have time.
That's okay, Shane. It'll all be over shortly.
What will? She didn't answer. Just kept watching the sex tape. What the fuck was he doing? Why would you watch that? Dad?
Sorry.
He closed the screen and turned off the camera.
No time for that now. It's starting.
What is? He leaned over and touched my face. He turned it so I could see the large projection screen at the end of the room. It was dirty and torn. Suddenly, the screen became a light blue. Numbers and letters flashed across it, and then it went white.
Let's watch our favorite part.
What is this?
Your favorite movie, Shane.
What came on the screen was something unusual. It wasn't vaguely familiar. It was water. The ocean, maybe? I don't know what this is.
You love this movie. You love the birds.
The scene showed a small raft floating along the calm water. An iceberg in the distance. Was this Alaska?
Remember watching this together?
This wasn't the birds. I had no idea what I was watching.
You and your father would watch this nearly once a month. It was his favorite movie, and quickly became yours.
The raft grew bigger as it got closer to the camera. On the raft were two huddled bodies, and one of them lifted their head and looked out at the horizon, which was covered in a thick fog. Was that sky?
It was your first scary movie. Your father told you not to tell your mother, and you never did.
The two people started paddling. They headed for some land. I could see a dark forest in the distance. That's when I noticed the other person in the raft was... Erica!
And you and your father would tell inside jokes. Because mother didn't like horror movies, and she didn't want you watching them. But every time she was away, you two would watch.
Erica. The raft floated towards the coastline. Erica jumped out when it was shallow enough and pulled the raft to shore. Skye climbed out too. She appeared injured. It was just them. What happened to Michelle and Roger?
You watched other horror movies too, but none matched the first one. Now it's your favorite movie. It was his, and now it's yours.
This isn't the movie. What is this? What is this?
But when he walked out on you and your mother, you never watched it again. You stopped. Until you met Erica. Then you had to show her. You had to show her your favorite movie.
Eric and Skye looked back at the water as if they heard something. But I couldn't tell because there was no sound. But the panic in their eyes was evident. They ran into the woods. Into the darkness.
Your father thought of you.
What?
Right before he died.
Dad?
I told you. I'm not your father, Shane.
Back on the screen, I could see the water splashing. Something was just underneath the surface.
Do you understand, Shane?
Slowly, creatures started to emerge from the shallow water. But it wasn't the deer creatures. It was other, more skeletal creatures. Their grotesque faces screamed towards the woods. They crawled at the dirt, bending and twisted into abhorrent shapes. There were three of them. Erica.
Do you understand, Shane?
What? No. I don't. What's going to happen to them? What's going to happen to me?
Do you understand?
My father was staring at me. That's when I noticed the deer-head figure was still standing next to me as well. But I noticed his hand out to me. In his hand, machete. Is he giving this to me?
Do you understand?
I can't move.
Yes, you can, Shane.
No. I'm paralyzed.
No, you're not.
That's where my finger twitched. What the hell? I could feel my hands, my feet. I moved my legs. My headache was still there, but everything else just felt fine. How do I help her? But he didn't answer. I turned my attention to the deer-headed figure who remained motionless. I slowly grabbed the machete from its hand.
It is time.
What's out there?
Something dark. Something evil.
Something dark. Something evil? He nodded. Is it still too late?
Yes, Shane. It is.
I didn't want to believe him. If it was too late, why would he give me this hope? I slowly got from my seat and inched past the tall, deer-headed figure. Dad went back to watching the movie on the screen. I started to pick up the pace as I made for the doors, but neither of them moved. Right when I left the auditorium, I let out a long breath. I gripped the machete tightly and did what I should have done when I was first warned about the encroaching fog. I ran. I'd made my way along the deck, expecting to see the creatures, but there was nothing. It was eerily quiet. That's when I noticed a moth flutter by my head and towards the back of the ship. I followed it. Around the corner, I saw the moth land on a 2-foot-long white canister, hanging limply over the railing. It was cracked open, slightly. I went over to it. It was a raft. I noticed several others laying on the deck. One orange raft was open. It was torn apart. Is this how I reach her? I unclipped the canister. Bam! It inflated and swung up against the side of the ship. I'm coming, Erica. I'm coming to get you.
Too. We had been floating for a while. Nothing but fog surrounded us.
What if we float too far out to sea?
I don't know, Sky. I just wanted to get away from that ship.
Me too. Do you think Michelle made it?
I don't want to think about it right now, okay?
Okay.
We were huddled in the center of the raft. I couldn't control my shaking. How long could we last out here?
What was that?
I don't know. Maybe it's just an animal.
There's something under us. Did you feel that?
I did. It could just be a piece of ice.
Under us?
Or fish. Or seal. I don't know, Sky. I leaned over the raft, cautiously, peering into the water.
Anything?
Nothing. Sky leaned over the other side. What? What is it?
I saw a face.
What?
I saw a face in the water.
No, that can't be.
There's something in the water.
Calm down.
There's something under us, Erica.
Stop. You're rocking the raft. Don't make us flip. There was already a lot of water in the raft. Water we brought on board when we climbed in.
I'm telling you, it was a face.
But you don't have your glasses.
I know what I saw.
Shit.
It's swimming around us.
What kind of face? What kind of face was it?
I don't know. It looked like a monster.
A deer?
No, a monster.
Just then, I noticed a tree in the distance. A tall pine poking through the fog. Hey, look!
What?
Land! Help me!
I don't want to put my hand in the water.
I need help, Sky! She slowly lowered her arm and started to help me paddle to shore. It didn't take long before we saw the wooded shoreline. Come on, we're almost there. We hit rocks and we quickly jumped out. Sky was still hurt from landing on the ice. She grabbed her leg. I got you. I got you.
Did you hear that? Oh no!
Shit! How is this possible?
They found us!
Come on, move! We headed for the wood line. Sky leaned on me the whole way. I leaned against a tree and looked back. I could see weird, grotesque creatures crawling from the water. God, they weren't the deer-headed ones. These were different. They looked deformed. Almost melted.
Are they coming?
Yes, we need to run.
Where do we go?
I don't know, just run!
I was lucky to find transport, but however would I find Erica? I'd been floating for a while aimlessly, and she could be anywhere. I'd watched her and Sky head into the woods, but there were creatures after them. Could I make it to her in time?
Psst. I'm here.
Hello? I looked around, but saw nothing. Just fog. Hello? Oh God. One of those things. Was I close? Once again, I saw a moth. Was it the same one from the ship? I didn't know. It landed on the back of my hand a moment before once again taking flight. I had to follow it.
Not going to get away.
Don't say that.
We have no idea where we are.
We'll find our way out. I was staying positive to keep my sanity, to keep my calm while we blindly ran through the woods. We'd been running for a while and it was quickly dissipating.
tired, Erica. I'm tired.
I held up my knife. Sky lost hers, so this was our only form of protection. Sky, get up. Sky, come on, get up.
I can't.
We're not safe here.
We're not safe anywhere.
When she said that, I stopped moving. She was right. There was nowhere to go. Those things had followed us after we left the ship, and now there were more. Maybe this really was hell.
I waded through the water till I had the raft firmly on shore. I didn't see Erica's around. But I had to be close. The moth was gone now, having disappeared into the brush. Sadly, I couldn't keep up. No matter. I held up the machete and marched into the dark, foreboding woods.
Sky, you have to get up.
I can't. I'm too tired. My leg hurts. I can't see.
She was holding her side now. I sat her up against a tree.
I don't want to die here.
We had to keep moving. Shane said run. That's what we had to do. I checked our surroundings, and that's when I noticed a light in the distance.
Hey, Sky, I see something.
So do I.
You see the light?
No, I see Cora.
What?
When I turned around, I noticed a creature coming out of the darkness, crawling behind Sky.
No!
The creature grabbed her by the neck and pulled her into the darkness.
That sounded like Sky. It had to be close. Shit. Leave me alone. I held up the machete, waiting to strike. The Shadow Man may be coming for me, but I wouldn't let him take me. I had to reach Erica. I had to save her. I spun around, and there he was. The dark figure hovering a foot off the ground. Back off!
Run. Run.
Fuck you! I swung at the Shadow Man, but it didn't hurt him. The blade cut right through his body as he slowly dissolved and disappeared from view. Son of a bitch. I spun around looking for him, but all I saw was darkness. Until... a light! In the distance!
Sky!
Erica? I ran towards the light. Towards Erica's scream. I held up the machete ready to strike. Erica! Oh, shit. I tripped over something. A root? A rock? But when I sat up, I saw it was Sky's body. Oh, God. Her body was ripped down the middle. Bone and muscle exposed, her mouth agape, eyes completely white. No, 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 no. Shit! I quickly got up and readied my weapon. Erica? I headed to the mysterious light like a moth to a flame. Erica? Erica? Where are you? As the light got closer, I noticed it was actually a fire, burning in the middle of a cleared area surrounded by rocks. Erica? And as I approached the fire, I noticed something horrific. Oh, bodies hanging. And not just any bodies. Roger? Cora? Dale? Oh, God. What the fuck? What was this? Their bodies were split open. Blood dripping, intestines hanging limply. Oh. Erica? Erica! All of a sudden, I heard movement. All over the place. I saw things moving in the woods. I spun around and... No! A skeletal creature crawled along the ground. Then lunged. Shit! I swung the machete, hitting it in the arm. It scratched me as I went down, causing me to fall back. Before I could get back up, I lifted the machete and came down on its head. Suddenly, another creature attacked, knocking me to the ground. It ran off, allowing me to get back up. I watched the darkness, waiting for it to return, but then more movement behind me. Come on! Another creature ran from me. I slashed it as it charged. We both tumbled to the ground. I grabbed the machete and thrust forward, catching the creature as it lunged again. I stabbed the creature through the stomach. Blood spurted from its mouth. It stood over me weakly, wobbling back and forth. I pushed the blade in deeper. The creature fell on top of me. Blood was pouring over my body. I tried retracting the blade, but I couldn't. And I noticed the deer men behind it, standing by the fire. All three of them. Moths fluttered around their heads. I looked back at the creature on top of me. I thought it was dead, but... Oh, the creature wiggled. Shit. I tried getting the blade free again, but couldn't. The creature slowly rose. Blood dribbled from its mouth as it stared at me. Its eyes. Something was off about its eyes. It was a familiarity that I didn't understand. While I stared, I didn't notice what the creature was doing until it was too late. I was caught off guard as the creature raised a rock with its scrawny brown fingers. Brought it down on my head. I tried fighting the creature off, but it was too late. The creature brought the rock down. I saw a flash. Erica's face. Just as the rock came down again. Instantly making me blind. I heard a skull cry. My teeth break. Again and again. There's no more pain now. Just the agonizing realization that I would never see Erica again. Dad was right. It was too late. Too late for me. Too late for my friends. The world was dark now. All I could do was listen as my head was battered into nothing. No.
Yeah, that's right. Throw all the blame my way. Blame me for everything. It's not like I paid for the kids. The food, the insurance.
Does everything else just slide?
I do.
What the hell?
You act like I'm the only one who's ever fucked up. Don't even try that shit with me. That big, good wife, good mother personality.
She was gone. Oh no. There was another one near. I turned back to look at the light. I had to find help. Sadly, I wasn't running towards help. When I reached the clearing, I saw the fire. What was this? Was someone here? Was this a campsite? That's when I felt the water dripping on my shoulder. It reminded me of the ship, until I looked up and saw where it was coming from. It wasn't water. It was blood. And it was coming from the body hanging above me.
Oh God!
I slowly walked back away from the grotesque and bloody clearing. What the hell were these bodies doing here? This wasn't salvation, it was death. I turned and ran. I couldn't believe it. I was alone, in the middle of the woods, running from inexplicable monstrosities. How could I escape? How could I get out?
Erica?
Shane? How could it be? There was no possible way.
Erica?
Shane!
That was him. That was Shane's voice. I don't know how, but he was here.
Erica, where are you?
Oh my God, Shane!
He was behind me. I saw the faint glow of the fire. I didn't want to go back, but I had to. I had to for Shane.
Shane! Shane!
I held up my knife, ready for anything. The light of the fire got brighter as I approached. I heard movement. I stayed away from the clearing.
Shane? Shane? Are you here?
Then I saw him, standing in the woods with a machete. He was bloody and dirty, but how? How is he standing right now?
Shane!
I ran for him, but as I got closer, I noticed he didn't smile, didn't show any acceptable emotion.
Shane?
Come on!
Instead of embracing me with open arms, he lifted the machete. I slid to a stop, but it was too late. He slashed me across the arm, causing me to drop the knife.
Ah!
I fell into him and we tumbled down a small incline.
Shane, it's me! It's Erica!
I held my bloody arm and rose.
Stop! It's me! It's me!
But still I received nothing. No compassion, no warmth. Instead, as I slowly got to my feet, Shane reached for the machete.
Shane! No, please!
I reached for him once more, but it didn't matter.
Ah!
He slid the machete right into my stomach. I fell to my knees, then on top of him. He struggled to get me off, but it didn't work. and he was bleeding a lot and in complete shock. Why did he do this? I wanted to say something, but it was hard to speak. I was in so much pain. Then, when I realized, maybe this wasn't Shane. Maybe it was a trap by the creatures. Maybe this is how they had lured me back. I used all my strength to push myself up, and when I did, I saw the large rock by his head. I grabbed it, and I brought it down. Again, and again, and again. That had to be a creature. Shane would never do something like this. I looked down at the machete. I wanted to pull it out, but the pain was too much. Blood continued to pour out of the wound. Shane said to run, and that's what I should have done. I should have kept running. But now... Now, I rested against the trunk of a tree and watched the fire burn. That's when I noticed the deer men. All three of the men were standing behind the fire, eyes on me. Hundreds of moths flying around their heads. I wasn't scared anymore. There was no reason to be. Instead, I closed my eyes and rested.
We're here! I'm excited! So is Babe.
Babe is?
Still think we should have bought a GoPro, but we'll have to do it in the old-fashioned way.
Did you put a new tape in?
Yes, and I bought two more.
Okay, let's make sure we grab everything.
I'm glad we're here early. I'm not used to that.
Last thing we want to do is miss the ship.
Wait, my other one is in the back seat.
Make sure you have everything.
I know.
Good?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Carry my backpack.
Please?
I want to film.
Okay.
Here, put the camera on your bag.
Yes, master.
Okay, no, you take it. Your arm is longer.
Better for selfies?
Yeah.
Well, give me.
Angle it higher. Higher. Get the ship.
Ooh.
What?
On the phone.
Is that a moth? There it goes.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
There. Good, or do we need to take 50 of them for you to sort through?
Shane!
What?
Take care. Tell Shane I love him.
You okay?
Yeah, I am. Let's go.
This is gonna be so much fun.
Paralyzed. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Ryan Wiggs as Shane, Ariel Zadok as Erica, Alexander Dottie as Roger, Ariel Hack as Michelle, Amy LeRae as Roland, Catabelle as Ray, Reed Kreiner as Dale, Maggie Kieran as Cora, and Evelyn as Sky. Co-starring Justin Anderson, Amber Simpson, Jabrina Cooper, Brett Wilkins, Anthony Grimm, Corey Pettit, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.